in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Starters Club Podcast, where we have just one mission: to inspire you by talking to ordinary people who are becoming extraordinary entrepreneurs. And now here's your host, Aaron Smith.
All right. Welcome to another episode of the Starters Club Podcast, where we're going to do a Tip Tuesday today. We're going to be covering video, and I have my good friend Holly G of Holly G Studios here. Thank you, Holly, for joining.
Oh, thank you for having me, Aaron. Really appreciate it. I love chatting it up with you.
I love chatting with you, too, and you always bring such awesome knowledge bombs, and I always appreciate it so much. And I know you're working on something cool, and I wanted to go over this with you because video is so important, and people have to get, you know, we're videoing all around here. Holly's on the feed, guys. So for you guys listening to the podcast, we are live streaming this as we talk. So it's going to be a little different. There's Holly. It's, you know, video can be used so many different ways. And once you can kind of get over the scary part of getting on video, it becomes a little easier. And now we want to cover like really cool ways that you can use video to build your business, right?
Dominate.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your business for those of you who don't know you.
Sure.
And this is your first time meeting you.
Awesome. Well, so my name's Holly G, your go-to video gal, and I empower lady entrepreneurs to go from confused to confident on both sides of the camera. And I teach them the skills that they need to create not just video, but business cinema. And what's business cinema, you may be wondering? It's the way that I like to describe the next level video. Not creating content for the sake of creating content, but creating videos that move your business forward and have a bigger purpose.
Awesome. And we're talking outside the box ways today too, and you've got a whole list of them. So what I love to do with lists, if you want to roll, start with the first one, and then I'm just going to jump in and ask questions, and then we'll pull in questions along the way too as people ask, if that works for you.
Absolutely. So I've compiled, along with some really amazing contributors, a gigantic list of innovative and creative ways that you can use video to dominate in your business. I've broken them down into a few different categories, so I'm kind of touch on a little of each, and this PDF is actually, or this guide is actually available to download, and I'll give you the link in just a sec. So we have live events. Are you going to any live events? Are you going to be attending any live events? Speaking, presenting, teaching, tons and tons of creative ways that you can use video when you attend live events or speak, present, or teach at live events. The first way is you can create a recap of the day. So at the end of the day, after you're fully pumped and jazzed, you've just gone through all of these amazing trainings and presentations, and you've just met all of these amazing people, you can, at the end of your day, do a quick recap for your audience and highlight all of the things that stood out to you about the event. Or you can create a sizzle reel, which is you can create short little video clips, what I like to call B-roll of the day, maybe quick little snippets of all of the exciting action that was taking place throughout the course of the event. And then when you get home, you can edit that all together and create a little sizzle reel.
I was just going to, I love the idea. Is there a software that, like an app or anything you can use on your phone to do sizzle reels, or is it go home?
Yeah, you can use actually Animoto. If you do like little short clips, and there's tons of other editing programs that you can kind of pull in the little pieces of a video and just add some music and slap, you know, just the program helps you put it all together.
Love it. That's a really great idea. And for everybody, if you're listening, podcast movement is coming up for all my podcasting friends. So that would be a great one to do. I love the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Because sometimes you may not be able to, you want to make sure that you have permission to record events. So if you want to record the presenter, a demonstration, a presentation, you first want to make sure that you have permission to do that and share that information, because you don't want to be a jerk, right? So if you do have permission, you can live stream presentations, workshop demonstrations, or you can record them and turn it into a part of your video blog, or maybe you can add to it and use it as a bonus for a program or a course that you're using, things like that. Interviews. You can interview people, speakers, peers, people you're interested in talking to about any of the topics that are going on at the event. Or maybe you've been having a conversation with somebody online and now this is the first opportunity you're getting to meet them in person and you guys want to do a collaborative project together. This is a fantastic time to pick a little side space and record a video together. You can obviously live stream. I saw at Social Media Marketing Day, Brian Fanzo and Subi Zimmerman did this very well. They had a mastermind after the event and they had a couple of people stick around and they were live streaming them, introduce themselves. And it was just so fantastic. They're literally skies the limit here. The only thing that's limiting you is your creativity to think outside the box and get creative with how you're using these, with how you're using live stream and how you're creating video and content for your business. And if, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I love that idea. My only question is, do you, and I know this is all kind of new territory, especially with all this live streaming happening, releases, formats, like if you basically go up to somebody and be like, hey, can I interview you? This is going to be on my live stream. Is that permission enough or should you like lame and carry stuff around?
You can do like, you can have paperwork that you can carry around and, or, and I'm not an attorney, so this is not legal advice, right. Or you can do a, visual audio, permission where the person literally says at the beginning of the video, hi, I'm so-and-so and I give so-and-so permission to use this video. But you know, obviously check with your attorney what's going to work for, you know, what's going to be appropriate for you and your business, what you actually need. I mean, having their signature in writing was probably a little bit stronger than having the audiovisual permission. If you're speaking or presenting at an event, you can obviously, you definitely want to record your presentation so that you can use it in your speaker's reel. And then you, if you are allowed to, you can take that content, clip it into little pieces and, you know, use that as video blogs or a series of video blogs or something special that you share only with your newsletter or people who are part of your inside circle. If you're speaking, you can then, you know, hop off stage, grab your camera and get testimonials from the audience. Did they enjoy it? You know, what do people think?
All right. I love the idea. I just love it. It's, you know, very different way to look at your events. How about tip number two?
So, with you can answer questions. So once you hop off stage, if you're a presenter, get down with the people, answer questions. Do people have questions for you? You can do a Q&A session and record that and share that. Is there another speaker or attendee that you want to collaborate with? You know, you can make arrangements ahead of time and do do a collaboration right there on the spot.
I like that. So many different, you know, and this, if you can get outside your comfort zone and start approaching, you know, who's not going to want to have a good interview going on and some more exposure, right? Like, don't be a jerk, but you can really start hitting up some great people and getting, you know, that whole, it's going to be bombarded now. You realize that with live events.
Absolutely.
Poor people, they're totally going to be bombarded.
Absolutely.
All right. Tip number three.
So, that's it for the live events. I'm going to go down to, because I have so many others for social media, different social media platforms. With Twitter, you know, Twitter, you can upload videos to Twitter. You can add 30-second videos to Twitter. So some creative ways and outside the box and innovative ways that you can use video on Twitter is you can reply to tweets with short messages instead of replying with text. That's something that not a lot of people are doing, and it'll definitely help you stand out. You can thank new followers with a personalized video message. Thank you so-and-so for following me. Thank you this person, thank you that person. I really appreciate it. Glad to have you here, and thank you. Share live events. Again, so if you're at a live event and you want to do a little, hey, I'm at this live event, I'm totally meeting all these awesome people, blah, 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 whatever the case may be, you really, you know, think, again, sky's the limit. So you can create a short 30-second video from the event and upload that to Twitter. You can do quick tips, quick, fast, little 30-second tips or motivational quotes or intentions for the day. Hi, everybody. You know, it depends on, who, you know, what your brand is and what you what kind of information you want to deliver. So make, you know, these tips are not hard and fast. You can adapt them to your business and what you are doing and how you want to be presented in your business on social media. So people love the fast, quick, snappy tips because, you know, hashtag F the fluff for real. People are busy.
No, I love, like, it's just a little more of a personal touch because you should Absolutely. Be, some, part of your Twitter should be, you know, some tips, some motivation, whatever you're doing. But just do it on video instead. I love it.
Yeah.
A little extra touch.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's something, like I said, that not a lot of people are doing right now, and it'll help you stand out. Facebook.
Yeah, let's talk about video on Facebook.
Facebook. So unless the user turns off the setting when your video when your video streams past the newsfeed, it auto plays, which means the first few seconds of your video are super, super important to capture people's attention. And Gary Vee does this well. He has, I don't know if you've seen his videos, but in the beginning of his videos, it's like him in black and white standing next to a tree, and he's like just pointing at stuff. And then it turns black and it says, click here, click, no, stop. And then like the word stop appears. So if you are not listening to the audio, obviously that's going to catch your attention. That you're scrolling and you see this guy like pointing in every direction, and the words click, stop, wait appear on the screen, you're going to stop, you're going to pay attention. So just keep that in mind. You don't necessarily have to do what Gary's doing, but be cognizant that people can't hear you right away if they don't turn the audio on, they don't stop and hit play, or they don't stop and hit the audio button. The other thing is when you're creating videos for Facebook, do not.
We got the do not.
Do not leave the thumbnail to thumbnail roulette. You can create a custom thumbnail for your Facebook videos.
Yes.
And it should contribute to the overall story in which you are sharing within that video. So it shouldn't be your logo. It shouldn't be, you know, something that has nothing to do with what your video is going to be about.
Well, and let me ask you that. Like in YouTube, the practice is to take a picture, add some text about what the video is about. So as you're scrolling in YouTube, you can easily pick it out and see what the view is. Same rules apply with Facebook, or should you do something completely different?
I think the same rules apply.
Okay.
You definitely you should want to create a custom thumbnail that is complementary to the story and the overall what you're going to be sharing in the video.
Okay.
And people want to see a human too. Maybe, you know, just FYI. So different ways that you can use video in Facebook groups. So you can create so if you're the admin for a Facebook group, you can create a welcome video and pin it to the top of your page. And it introduce yourself. Tell people what the rules of the group are. Invite them in. Welcome them.
I love that. Keep going, though. Keep going.
If you have a special themed day as part of your group, like some people do, like Promote Tuesday or Accountability Monday or whatever the case may be, mention that as well within the video and let people know what's expected of them and what you plan on delivering to them. You can highlight a community member. So pick a member every week or every month who stood out to you within your community and create a video highlighting what they're doing and share it within the group. Kind of think like employee of the month kind of thing, but it's really highlight my a member of my, you know, insiders, my special group on Facebook. If you notice that people are struggling a lot with one particular topic, you can put a training video together and teach your group. Teach them, help them gain clarity on a specific subject that you have the ability to help them with. And again, you could do daily motivational quotes, stories, intentions, horoscopes, card readings, EFTs, whatever, you know, whatever makes sense for you, your business, and your brand.
Little extra steps, but it's just, go a long way.
Exactly. And obviously, by no means you have to do these all, because I was writing this guide and I was like, whoa, I'm totally not doing these things. Are people going to think I'm a hypocrite? But I try to incorporate video in all of the things that I do. And these are just ideas. You don't have to do every single one. So don't feel overwhelmed, because these are a lot of different things. But, you know, insert it where it makes sense for you. Don't be overwhelmed. Do one little thing at a time. Try new things. Maybe your audience doesn't receive the Twitter, you know, maybe your audience isn't on Twitter. So creating Twitter videos is maybe not an appropriate strategy for you and your business. So obviously everything with a grain of salt.
So someone was asking on Periscope, pick 2 to 3. What do you one? I mean, anything, any number you want to say, like really try to push for, or just whatever you can get to?
I don't think there is a set number. It's whatever you're comfortable with and whatever makes sense for your business and time frame. Like some people have, you know, children, husband, wife, pets, you know, they don't necessarily have 10 hours a day to just create video content. So, you know, whatever, you know, fit it in where it makes sense and don't overwhelm yourself, because I find that if people tend to overwhelm themselves with video, it turns into, well, I'm just not doing it. So just do what makes sense for you, just a little bit at a time. If just doing one live stream a week and then taking that content and repurposing it makes sense for you, then do that.
It's great for the starters too. Like if you're really uncomfortable in video, start small. Do some Twitter. Don't worry about the YouTube production.
Yes.
Do some tweets.
Yes.
That's a great start. You're going to get more. Video is one of those things. You start, it gets way, way, way more comfortable, but you got to start.
Exactly. I say, you know, videos like riding a bike, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And another way to look at it is if you're looking at, you know, somebody like Marie Forleo or Amy Schmidauer, who are making amazing videos and are making huge impacts with their audience and their video content, they're at the top of the mountain. You have to start one step at a time, just like they did at the base, and just kind of hike your way up. Little by little. It takes time, it takes patience, and it takes practice.
Yeah. No, and don't worry about the production. I mean, you want something decent, but
sure,
you're not going to have the production Marie Forleo has off the gate unless you've got a really nice budget.
Yes, it helps that if you have a nice budget and you can bring people in. But I always say, no matter where you go, there you are. So if you're not personally ready to represent your business on video, meaning you're not comfortable, you are really nervous, and haven't gone through the process personally to work out those kinks and go through the beginning stage that we all go through when we're creating video content, where we're like sweating and like, oh my God, what is happening? I'm having some sort of out of body experience and I don't like it. You have to kind of work through that first as well, because no matter where you go, there you are. You can pay tens of thousands of dollars and have people come in, but you're still the star of the show. So if you're not prepared, if you're not ready, then it's still not going to look great.
Very good. Very good point. All right. I know you've got a list and we're not going to get through them all. That's why people have to go to your website, but let's keep going through some of these, because you're bringing the knowledge. I love it. You are bringing awesome, awesome stuff here.
Thank you. Thank you. So I'm just going to talk about some just general ideas now. You can use these on Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, Meerkat, Facebook, whatever social platform. These are just general ideas. So you can promote a new opt-in. So create a little video, promote a new opt-in, behind the scenes. People love behind the scenes stuff. You can share a customer story, a case study, create a special thank you message. Be topical. Is there something that's going on that relates to your business, your brand that you want to talk about that's happening right here, right now? Grab your camera, start talking about it. Because if you're interested in it and you think your audience, there's probably somebody who's in your audience that's also interested in it. And if it's related to your business and your brand, ask a question. Be motivational. We all need to be motivated from time to time. So, you know, create a little motivational, like, hey, it's Motivational Monday. And I just want to let everybody know that it's a new week and we can wipe the slate clean and let's get this thing going. Collaborate with another business, combine for the betterment of both of your audiences. It's a super powerful thing, like what Erin and I are doing right now.
Exactly. Energy. You know, I think that's one tip as you're talking about the motivation. And I notice this on Periscope. Guys, energy is everything. So really, like, do whatever you need to do before that video comes on to get your energy up, because it really does make a difference, right?
Yeah. I'm going to say yeah.
I mean, not like you're over the top, but I've been on some videos where they look like it's painful for them to be there. Like they really would rather be doing. And I know a lot of times that's a starter issue too. I get it's a comfort thing, but I would say, and we're getting tons of hearts on Periscope. Thank you guys. I would say to just really push yourself a little bit to get a little more energy than you probably think you're ready for. And I know it's one thing I've really had to work on. I'm like, I feel like I've got so much energy behind this. And then I watch the video and I look like I'm ready to fall asleep. So you really have to kind of overemphasize. Would you agree? Or?
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially in the beginning, you really want to kind of pump up the volume a little bit. There's a trick. Like I would record a video. I have a 5-step review process. So I record a video and then I would go back and I would look at it and I would make, you know, a note of like, all right, was this, you know, am I doing this? And then it just became easier and easier to kind of realize where my energy was and where it needed to be. I think in the beginning, also, you're a little nervous. You're kind of holding back. You're feeling a little reserved. So that also adds to the muted version of yourself that you then see on camera. You're like, who the hell is that? That's not me.
Yeah. No, it's hard. All right. Keep rolling, Holly. You're bringing them.
So let's see. What's next? Client relations. These are just general ideas. Obviously, you can do whatever makes sense for you and your business. So you can create thank you videos, add pre-recorded thank you videos on your checkout pages, letting your clients know just how much you appreciate their business and explain the next steps. I hate when I buy something and it's like, what just happened? Like there was no like page to tell me what's happening next or thanking me or whatever the case may be. So creating a personalized video for that experience for somebody is, again, it's that extra touch, that extra personalization that is going to make someone feel special. Let them know, explain the next steps. And it doesn't have to be super long. It just needs to be simple and heartfelt.
Yeah, somebody else was just commenting, and I can't see your name, I'm sorry, but so simple, yet it's so true. Like, how many times do you buy, and I'm guilty of this on my courses too. I don't have, you know, I send an email, but I love the idea of just sending them to another page with a video on it saying, you're awesome, thank you, here, you're going to get some emails from me, you're going to log in if you have any trouble,
yeah.
Email me here. It's so simple, yet so impactful.
Yeah, it's just a matter that, you know, these things take planning, intention, and time, you know, so just knowing that they're there and you can do it ahead of time will help you prepare for when you're planning things out in your business. Okay, I'm going to need a few extra minutes or whatever the case may be to record this video that I add to my thank you page.
Yeah.
Some other ways with client relations is birthday videos. Ask your client. I have a spot on my checkout forms that asks people for their birthdays. People don't have to share, but it's super easy to find out when people's birthdays are if you're friends with them on Facebook and they share that information. Send them a birthday video. Hey, buddy, I'm so happy that you're my friend, my client, and I get to work with you every day, and I just want to wish you a happy birthday. And you can do this on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Send it to them as a DM, a personal, an email, whatever the case may be. You know, just tons and tons of outside-the-box ways to go that extra step and be a person. You're a person behind the brand, and don't forget that. Think about how you want to get treated when you buy things and treat people the same way.
100%. All right. I know we're running low on time. So how about one or two more? So give one or two and then we're going to let everybody know because you've got a ton more available.
Yeah. internal communications. I use videos to help my VA understand because she's in a different state, help her understand what I have going on. So I constantly am creating tutorial videos. This is another different way that you can use video to help your business in an innovative and creative way. Employee orientation. So I'm a one-man band most of the time. I have a VA that I work with, but besides that, it's just me, you know, pulling all the strings and hitting all the tambourines over here. So if you have employees and you're hiring people on, maybe have an employee orientation video that gets people settled in and helps them, especially if maybe you don't have all of your employees in the same state, you don't have an office where you see each other every day and you work with each other every day, setting the tone and expectations for your business, your brand, how things work, what your philosophy is and what your culture is at your company. Special announcements within your company, your people that you're working with that are on your team, and also to introduce new team members to your team.
Oh, I love that. Never would have thought of that one, the introduction of team members.
Yeah, just kind of keeping everybody on the same page. For me, I love like communication within an organization, I think is key. Like everybody needs to know what everybody else is kind of doing, especially when you're in a small team. For me, this is my own personal opinion and somebody may have a different one and that's totally cool. But I like to know what's going on and I like everybody else to know what's going on so that everybody's on the same page and it's easier to work together and you don't have the left hand doing this and the right hand doing this because they're, you know, we're communicating as a whole.
I love it. And the videos too, especially when you're bringing on VAs, you just do those once and you're done. And it saves you a ton of time to do it too.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to keep repeating myself over and over again. If I have new team members that are coming in, let's say I promoted somebody from one position to another, I can just have that video ready for the next person to train them in what they need to do and what the expectations are.
Exactly. All right, one more.
So another way to use video in your business in an innovative and creative way, obviously on your website, right? I mean, like the blogs, video blogs. You can create, do interviews. You can have slideshows. They don't always, all of the videos on your video blog don't all have to be you talking to camera. You can do product demonstrations, product reviews, book reviews, how-to videos, animated explainer videos. You can take your live streamed videos, edit those down. Actually, Robert Stern had an amazing idea where he suggested you take your Periscopes from the week, you edit them all into a highlight reel, and then you share that. And I thought that was brilliant. Just like the best of, like, hey, why aren't you know, these are the best of, they last 24 hours. You should be over there watching me do my thing and getting all this awesome best of stuff.
That's a really good idea too. The only thing, I really don't like editing, but if you get somebody to send it to, that's my problem. Yeah. Is like those highlight reels, you lose me because I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I have time to go through all my stuff and pick out my best stuff and put together a video and upload that. That gets a lot.
That sounds like a project for an editing VA.
You know, I'm freaking out about adding Meerkat to my let alone adding highlight reels. Like, I love the idea. I just, yes. Holly, somebody's asking about uploading Periscopes onto YouTube. You want to answer that one?
Yeah. There's three different ways. Okay. So first way is you can save it to your camera roll and then upload that directly. These are in order of what I recommend from the least to the most. Then you can connect your phone to your computer, record the screen so you get the hearts and you get the comments. So when you upload that video to your YouTube, you don't look like you're talking to yourself without the comments there. Sometimes things are a little out of context and people get confused. And the third way, Robert Stern has a service that he's offering, and it's $20 a month, and you can just DM him on Twitter. And what he does is he saves all of your Periscopes for you, which is an amazing thing, with the comments, with the hearts, and then he just sends them to you. Once you have them, I would do recommend, as he suggested, you edit them down, because you sometimes when you start a Periscope or, you know, you're live streaming, the first few 60 seconds, 2 minutes, you're like, all right, hi, everybody. Or maybe you're not talking directly, specifically about what you said you were going to be talking about with the title.
Yeah. And if you're not following Robert, it's Robert C. Stern that you can follow him on. I mean, he's all over Periscope, but Twitter, same way. So yeah. Robert C. Stern.
And I actually got a tip from Dave Sheeran. I hope I'm saying your name right, Dave. He did a scope yesterday about highlighting some different things that you should do on Periscope. So he recommended when you start your scope, you point the camera at something and you share a little bit of a tidbit or a personal story while you're waiting for people to come in, instead of just saying, oh, I'm waiting for people to come in. I'm waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm waiting. Just because it is more respectful of the time that the people who are there, and also respectful of the time that people who are watching the replay. Like, I don't want to watch you say hi for 10 minutes and then get to the meat of it. Like, I'm here. Respect my time. And I thought that was a fantastic tip.
No, Dave. So Dave, you know, and to the point too, like when you're doing a Periscope, a lot of times you're repeating. You're repeating yourself. You're okay, well, you know, just for those of you guys who've just joined, here I am, which is probably not the best for a YouTube channel because if you're listening to it. So I really like the cutting down and what Dave was talking. But awesome. So Holly, tell everybody. So like I said, this is going to be available on our notes page, but you've got this incredible opt-in you're putting together where this is just the tip of the iceberg of tips that, that was a lot of tips in there. Tip of the iceberg of all the ideas that you have in this, all the different ways to use video. So how can somebody grab that from you?
So they can, so basically if this is a free guide on how to dominate video in your business with innovation and creativity, tons of outside the box ways to use video in all aspects of your business, featuring the insight on and expertise from ladies and gents who are dominating, like Miss Erin Smith, who we are speaking to today, Brian Fanzo, Amy Schmidhauer, Subi Zimmerman, along with a ton of other people, with also some special tips and advice for newbies. Plus, if you didn't think that was enough, there's going to be some resources, tools, and equipment recommendations. So you can find all of that at bit.ly/video is the key. bit.ly/video is the key.
And do you want to put that in the Periscope? Because you're...
Yeah.
Yeah, put that link in the Periscope too so we get that. And of course, I'm going to have that on the notes page. I think this was fun, Holly. I loved it. And I love you guys. Thank you for joining. Definitely go get... I'm excited for this list. I'm not going to lie. Thank you for doing that, Holly.
Awesome.
This was way fun. It's a little more chaotic, I got to say, but it's fun.
Yeah, this was super fun. I would totally do it again.
Thanks for listening to Tip Tuesday on the Starters Club podcast, where we talk about the business details that no one else likes to talk about, but everyone needs to know. See you next time on the Starters Club podcast.